Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It's Jim Hansen sitting in for Frank Gaffney today. And we're going to talk now with Brent Scher, who is a senior writer for the Washington Free Beacon and who has been covering the beat of soon-to-be-arrested, we can hope, presidential candidate for the Democrats, Hillary Clinton. Brent, you were talking in a recent article about how one of the old-school Clinton scandals, the Lewinsky slash all of the cover-up around that, seems to have, I guess, raised its ugly head again, because Hillary's having fundraisers now by one of the folks who defended her longtime pal, Sidney Blumenthal. Fill us in a little bit on that mess.
Yeah, well, it seems like a continuing pattern with Hillary Clinton that she just can't escape all these things from the 90s that doomed them then and hurt her in 2008 and now continue to hurt her now. This most recent one was just one of the many fundraisers that Hillary Clinton's been having. It was in Ohio, and it was hosted by a lawyer, Tim Armstrong. And Armstrong happened to be the lawyer that was hired by the White House, who argued against being able to bring Sidney Blumenthal on a grand jury. He argued that all of the conversations that Bill Clinton had with Sidney Blumenthal in the White House regarding Monica Lewinsky and the legal trouble that Bill was sure to be in weren't something that should be heard in a courtroom. And the reason was because Bill Clinton had the privilege to, you know, keep all this stuff quiet because there were private conversations. But it's just funny how a simple fundraiser in Ohio brings back the Monica Lewinsky scandal for Clinton, because really, I mean, their circle of people is so small. Sidney Blumenthal was around in the whole White House years, and then he's one of the central figures in this whole email scandal and has been giving her advice for years.
And let's clarify a little bit exactly what Sidney's been doing. First of all, whatever he did back in helping Bill cover up his scandals and all that, and whether or not that was privileged, okay, you know, there's a little lawyering going on there. But what he was doing for Hillary when she was Secretary of State was pretty sketchy in the kindest way of looking at it. He was banned from operating by the Obama White House as a member of Hillary's official team. So she appears to have brought him on as some sort of a contractor in a quasi-official role where he was providing intelligence and analysis in Libya and in some other areas, and seems to have been, you know, part of the classified information and other things flying around the Clinton orbit. So, I mean, even after his being involved in a previous Clinton scandal, his being, you know, blackballed by the Obama White House, she still wanted to bring him on as a trusted advisor. What does that say about her judgment?
Yeah, well, she when she was asked about it, she said that Sidney Blumenthal was an old friend and she'd continue to get advice from him for as long as he's still around. And the weird thing about Blumenthal is it seems like he was, her, based on the emails, was her go-to on everything. He was providing political advice. He was the one sending her on-the-ground intelligence from unknown sources in Benghazi. I mean, it seems like Blumenthal is her trusted voice on basically everything. And yeah, that's very questionable.
And the idea, let's be perfectly clear again, Sidney Blumenthal is not a foreign policy expert. He is not a national or international security expert. He's a political tool at best. And the idea that he was somehow providing what in many cases appeared to be either classified information or information derived from sources he never should have had access to, and that is what Hillary was using to make decisions, I think this is all starting to come around, and apparently it's come to the attention and has risen to a level that both the FBI and the State Department are now conducting investigations, not just of whether or not her email system was passing classified information, which it was. There's no, you know, there's no question about that, but whether or not members of her staff were also involved with things that may have benefited the Clinton Foundation and how all of these pieces fit together. Is there a major problem brewing for Hillary as she, you know, kind of tries to get past Bernie for the Democrat nomination?
I mean, I'd say there definitely is. And it seems like everything that she tries to downplay and has tried to downplay since she launched her campaign in June just keeps getting worse. When she was trying to say that the foundation, her work with the foundation had nothing to do with the State Department, and then after these emails come out, you see different stuff like foundation donors getting one-on-one meetings with her, or her meeting with people and then them giving money to the foundation a few months later. I mean, with the Clintons, their problem is just that their circle is so big, and they try to do so many things with the foundation, and her to try and be a diplomat at the same time that her family is running this international foundation. And of course, these two circles were going to collide. And it just seems like when she's running for president, it's been terrible for her politically. And as president, seems like the conflicts of interest would definitely continue.
I don't think anyone for a second didn't believe that Hillary planned to attempt to succeed Barack Obama as president. So she's doing this at the same time they set up the foundation. You know, they left the White House poor, broken, you know, destitute, more or less, and then managed to earn several hundred million dollars since then. But in the course of that, shouldn't one of her wide array of political advisors have told her that not just the actual conflicts of interest, not just the possibility that there were going to be criminal acts conducted in having the foundation interact with the State Department, but just the pure optics of operating the foundation with Bill running wild on his speeches, all of the donors to the foundation involved with things she oversaw in the State Department, just the view of that was going to cause her problems. And yet they seem to have ignored that.
Yeah, well, just last week, during one of the town halls, she said that she had no intention to run for president when she was doing her Goldman Sachs few hundred thousand dollars speeches. I don't think anybody believes her. The guy doing the town hall, I believe it was on ABC, he didn't even believe her. He called her out and said, well, the difference between you getting a few hundred thousand dollars to talk to Wall Street and former secretaries of state getting money for their speeches is that the former secretaries of state had no intention to run for president in 2 years. The central part to a lot of these scandals with the Clintons is money. And it seems like they have an inability to say no to these big checks. And that's how they brought in millions of dollars apiece, giving speeches to Wall Street, giving speeches in foreign countries, basically giving speeches to anybody that will listen and take them to talk. But now it's all coming back to bite them, because all those speeches create connections between people that you don't want to be connected to during a presidential campaign. And that's been the way that Bernie Sanders is hurting her, and that's how he's closed a 30-point gap in a matter of months.
Well, Brent Scher, Washington Free Beacon, you guys have obviously done a stellar job of shining a light on the, you know, the antics of the Clinton ongoing criminal syndicate. And hopefully, you know, the rest of the press will at some point be forced to deal with this, but we thank you for your efforts and appreciate your time here on the show. Up next, we will be talking with the Center for Security Policy's own Fred Flights. This is Jim Hansen, and you are listening to Secure Freedom Radio.
Go to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.